The 17th day of the blessed month of Bo'una, the return of the relics of the great St. Mark to the new St. Mark Cathedral. On this day in the year 1968, in the 10th year of the papacy of Pope Kyrillos VI, 116th Pope of Alexandria, the relic of the great saint, the beholder of God, St. Mark the Apostle, the evangelist of the Egyptian land, and the first patriarch of Alexandria, were returned to Egypt. Pope Kyrillos had appointed an official delegation to travel to Rome to receive the relics of St. Mark the Apostle from Pope Paul VI. The papal delegation consisted of 10 metropolitans and bishops, 7 of them Coptic and 3 Ethiopian, and 3 prominent Coptic lay leaders. The Alexandrian delegation received the relics of St. Mark the Apostle on Saturday, the 22nd of June in 1968, from Pope Paul VI. The moment of handing over the holy relic after 11 centuries, during which the body of St. Mark was kept in the city of Venice, was a solemn and joyful moment. The next day, Sunday the 16th of Bo'una, which was June 23rd, the Alexandrian papal delegation celebrated a festive pontifical liturgy in the Church of St. Athanasius the Apostolic in Rome. The 10 metropolitans, bishops, and priests accompanying the delegation all served in the liturgy. Members of the Catholic papal delegation, the Copts who accompanied the delegation, and those who lived in Rome, newspaper and news agency reporters, and many foreign dignitaries attended the liturgy. The Alexandrian papal delegation carried the holy relics on Monday, the 24th of June, and went to the airport in an official procession, preceded by the motorcycles and police escort. They boarded a plane which came especially from Cairo. The plane arrived at the Cairo airport at 10:30 at night. Awaiting the arrival of the relics were Pope Kyrillos VI and Mayor Ignatius Yacoub, the Antiochian Patriarch of the Syrian Orthodox Church, a great number of Coptic and foreign bishops, the head of various denominations and religions, Egyptian and foreign, and thousands of the Egyptian masses, Christian and Muslims. They sang and chanted enjoyable religious songs, waiting for the arrival of the plane. When the plane landed, His Holiness Pope Kyrillos went up the stairs of the aircraft and received the precious box that contained the relics of St. Mark the Apostle, from the head of the delegation. Many, and especially those who were in the balcony of the airport at this particular moment, saw 3 doves, white doves, flying over the aircraft. Since pigeons do not fly during the night, these were not ordinary pigeons. Perhaps it was the spirits of the saints welcoming the relics of the great Saint Mark. It is worthy to note also that the plane was supposed to arrive at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, but it was delayed for no apparent reason until it was dark. Perhaps it was just for spectators to witness and see these flying doves. The Pope disembarked the aircraft, carrying the box on his shoulder in the middle of the chanting and singing of the deacons, followed by a tremendous procession of thousands chanting with the deacons in joy and jubilation. The head of the Roman papal delegation, Cardinal Duval, Cardinal of Algeria, was amazed by this tremendous religious rally. He also expressed that he was deeply touched by the devoutness of the Copts and their great honor and veneration for St. Mark. He said that what he saw far exceeded his expectations, especially that the masses had to wait from 5 o'clock in the afternoon, the expected time of the arrival of the aircraft, until 10:30 or even later at night. Pope Kyrillos returned to the old St. Mark Cathedral in El Azakbeya with the box of the relics. He placed the box on top of the main altar, which was consecrated in the name of St. Mark the Apostle. The box remained there until the third day of its arrival, when the Pope carried it to the new St. Mark Cathedral in its inauguration. May the blessings of St. Mark be with us all, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. On this day also, the great St. Anba Latsun of Albanasa departed. One day, he went to the church and heard the words of the Lord Christ in the Holy Gospel saying, "For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. For what advantage is it to a man if he gains the whole world and is himself destroyed or lost?" These are words from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 9, verses 24 and 25. These words kindled his heart, and so he left the world and went to the wilderness of Cetus, where he fought a great fight with ceaseless fasting and prayers. The angel of the Lord appeared to him and commanded him to go to St. Isidore to clothe him with the holy escheme. He went to him, and after 40 days, St. Isidore clothed him with it. He increased in his asceticism, and then he lived a solitary life in the wilderness. There, he was visited by St. Palamon. Satan had appeared to him disguised as a woman and tried to persuade Latsun to marry her by mentioning some of the Old Testament men that were married but yet were righteous. St. Palamon realized that he was the devil. He crossed himself with the sign of the cross and prayed to the Lord to save him. The devil became like smoke and disappeared. St. Palamon went to St. Latsun to take his advice on devil warfare. He instructed him on how to overcome the devil and his deception. St. Palamon then went back to his abode, and as of St. Latsun, he increased in his asceticism until he departed in peace. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.